President Khama made these remarks today when he delivered his State of the Nation address in the capital, Gaborone. He justified his country's position on the Zimbabwe elections. Khama said Botswana's view that the Zimbabwe elections should be audited was as a result of reports from various observer missions indicating that the harmonized polls were not free and fair.
With respect to Zimbabwe, we have carried out our regional responsibilities as a good neighbor as well as a good SADC member in candidly expressing our concerns about the recent electoral process. This was in line with the findings not only of our own election observers, but of those of other observer missions. At the same time, of course, we do assure the Zimbabweans and their government of our continued commitment to enhance bilateral cooperation for the mutual benefit of our peoples as we are neighbors.
Botswana was the first African country to openly question Zimbabwe's election results after reports from its observer team described the poll as a circus. However, following a meeting on the sidelines of a SADC summit in Malawi in August, President Khama and his counterpart Robert Mugabe agreed the two countries needed to work together. Khama, in his State of the Nation address, reiterated the need for stronger ties between the two countries, arguing it was only their duty to question Zimbabwe's electoral process. He was also quoted as saying the Zimbabwe elections were conducted under a free political environment. A Zimbabwean resident in Botswana, Kephas Msipa, feels that Khama did not want to stir up controversy in his speech, but has a duty to inform his nation on pertinent issues.
Okay, the State of the Nation address is it's a sectoral snapshot of Botswana, from the economy to society, and including foreign policy. So the president is required to speak on issues of foreign policy. Perhaps not always, no one expects him to make foreign policy pronouncements or decisions within the State of the Nation address.
Meanwhile, President Khama says Zimbabwean illegal immigrants continue to stretch Botswana's resources. He says between October last year and May this year, Botswana deported 31,461 illegal immigrants. Khama says his country has adopted a new system to screen immigrants seeking work and residence permits. Botswana believes a new point-based system will improve transparency at a time when most applicants, the majority Zimbabweans, complain of being unfairly rejected. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Martin Gwenya in Gaborone, Botswana.